Blog Talk Radio.
That the Lord has made, I will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for joining the Pastors for Punch TV studio. Your host, Joy Brown, coming again your way. This is December the 1st. Wow, isn't that amazing? We are counting down to the last days in 2017. What an amazing progress we have made it through this year, approaching another year. Listen, as Joel Osteen says in this book, he said, I declare God's incredible blessings over your life, and you will see an explosion of God's goodness, a sudden widespread of increase. You will experience the surpassing greatness of God's favor, and it will elevate you to a level higher than you ever dreamed of. Explosive blessings are coming your way, and this is what we are declaring for you on today. This again is your host, Joy Brown. We do have a guest that will be coming on our line on today, and that is none other than Pastor Najoma S. Pollard, which is Smith, and she's one of the pastors in Hall of Sanctuary. So as we are waiting on her to come today, we're going to just go forward and just talk about some things. What are some things that you know that you are expecting God to do for you on this month? This is going to be an awesome time for you. And I know I was talking to some people, and I wrote them a note, I texted them something, and I said, out of the 9 gifts of the Spirit of the Holy Ghost, I asked them, which one of these 2 would you prefer out of the 1? And I gave them a choice. You know, I didn't say pick both. I said, just choose 1. What would you like? How would you like to go into the next year, or your next, not even after the next year, but the next trimester, the next level of you going forth in your spiritual walk? What would you like to really have? Would you just want to have peace? The peace of God that surpasses all understanding, to keep your heart and your mind through Christ Jesus? Or would you like to have the joy of the Lord, which is your strength? And I got some answers back, but I was just thinking about some things, because so many people this year have some trials, tribulations that they have gone through, that has almost wiped them out, literally. The trials and the storms have came in, and sometimes it leaves you so, and I hate to say devastated, but it leaves you so unfixed, where you're shaken, your faith is shaken. And we know what the Bible says when it comes to our faith. Of course, it says now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things that we can't see. But then it says again, and some of the things that we've asked God for, and we may have gotten those things, but in the midst of having those things, and sometimes you just worrying him, you just asking day and night, you know, you like that woman that was going before the king and kept persisting for that request, and she got the request because the Bible says she wearied him, just going forth every day, day and night, going in. Can I have this? Will you do this? Will you bless me with this job? Lord, I want this house. God, I want a husband. Lord, I want a wife. And you just going before him day and night. Every prayer you have, you're sitting before him continuously, asking, begging him, petitioning him. And then he said, I said, be anxious for nothing, but by prayer and supplication, let your request be made known unto me, and the God of peace will keep you. He will keep you. He will keep you in everything, every request that you have. He's already worked it out. I'm reminded of today, I had needed some oil because I ran out of some oil in the house, and I was out and I was going to certain places to pick up this oil, and I was just about to purchase something, and I heard the Holy Spirit says to me, you have some oil already at the house. And I was thinking, I have, or then the picture of the oil of what I have came to mind. And let me tell you, this oil is organic, 100%. I was given this oil, 34 ounces. And what I was going to get was going to be like maybe 4 ounces of oil. And I said, wow, the Lord brought that to my remembrance. He said, you have oil. And I said, wow. That's how it is with life, living in this earthly realm. Some things that you are asking God for, I won't even say something, things that we are asking God for, things that we're petitioning him for, things that we are wanting and desire, he already has them for you. And they may be put on a shelf somewhere that you don't even know that they're there. Because the thought of anxiety could be so high on the list. The desire for wanting things is so high on your list. It's in your mind that you forget to even remember that he says, you want anything and you desire it, if you ask me for it and you believe it, you can receive it. So we sometimes walk around daily in a daze, thinking about what I need or what the needs that we have. And then you hear the word of God, and he said, I know what your needs are. I have it. I got it. I got you. I know how to take care of you. And then you will begin to worship and praise him for what he says. Just like in Matthew, it says, therefore, I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you should eat or what you should drink, nor yet for your body, what you should put on. Is not life more than meat and the body than raiment? He says, behold. He said, look at every day. You're beholding something of creation that wakes up every morning, the fowls of the air, the birds, you know, singing. Before you get up, they're singing and rejoicing. The sun is rising up before morning and it's coming through the dense of the sky. And before you rise up, the dew has already fell on the ground. Before you rise up, the earthworms are already digging their way up to come up to feed one of the birds. He said, behold, the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into a barn. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are you not much better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? Oh, that he's talking about me right now, because I was literally just not pleased growing up because my stature, I was short in stature, parents, father, short. And I did not grow to the height that I wanted to. So I compensate the height by wearing heels all my life. You will probably never find me in athletic shoes because I was trying to grow in stature. He said, you can't even do nothing about that. So why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you? He said, oh, ye of little faith. What's there with this faith thing that you have? Because he said, if you have faith as a grain of a mustard seed. Have you ever looked at a mustard seed? Do you know just how small a mustard seed is? Go in there and check. Go to the agriculture store and ask them to give you a package of seeds, mustard seed, and find out just how small they are. He said, oh, ye of little faith, so therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or whether shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of these things. But, he said, after all of this, after everything that you see that's existing around you, the earthly things, flowers, trees, the sun, the moon, the stars, the bees, the birds, the dogs, the cats, the rats, whatever it is that's in this earth, and how even the lions, the tigers in the hills, the mountain lions, they don't worry because they know that something earth has already been provided for them to take care of their needs. A lion in the den, he goes in at nighttime and comes in the daytime, and there it is. His meal walks in front of him. Oh, my God. If the antelope knew that he would be the lion's meal today, he would never have crossed his path. But the Bible says, but first seek ye the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto what? You. He says, take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take care for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is evil thereof. My grace for you. His love for you is enough. His love is his caring for you. If ye abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. So, the word again, I was asking, what is it that you are looking for? Is it peace? The peace of God that surpasses all understanding, which keeps your heart and mind, Christ Jesus. It says peace, meaning prosperity, quietness, rest, to be set at one with yourself again, to not to worry about things. You know, there's all kind of a peace in our world. There's a peace of death, the peace of Tibet, where the nation had been conquered by the neighboring countries, the peace of tranquility at work, the peace whether one partner has withdrawn into a shell out of self-preservation, the outward peace of a nation where dictator rules with an iron hand, the peace of an alcohol or drug-induced suburb. But we're talking about the peace of God. Maybe you have a reason to be despair. Maybe it's personal. Maybe it's the worldwide conflict, the strife between families, neighbors. Maybe it's the community. Maybe it's something that's going on in your psyche that you haven't yet had a grip of, and you haven't found the peace that will give you the serenity that you need in order for you just to be at peace with yourself. So the Bible says, for unto us a child is born. Unto us a child is given, and the government will be on his shoulder, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. King Four, in the midst of your storm, or maybe it could be the fruit of joy. I don't know about you, but the joy of the Lord is my strength. Now, joy has to do with cheerfulness, calm delight, gladness, multiplied greatly. And the Bible says, this joy that I have, the world can't give it and the world can't take it away. Meaning, I don't care what you're going through, there ought to be something inside of you that would give you the joy of the Lord. I am here to say that joy cometh in the morning. That means no matter what you are going through, what your midnight may be, have been like, believe me, after the storm comes sunshine. After the pain comes joy. Oh, this is a good day. For this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. But you are in for a treat on today, because we have someone that is getting ready to help you to understand who you are, what God has made you to be, why you're here, the purpose of why you're here, and how you can rejoice just in that. The Bible says, count it all joy when you enter the divers temptation, knowing that the trial of your faith worketh patience. Patience for what? to wait on him to see what he has already prepared for you. You are listening to the Pastors for Punch TV studio, your host, Joy Brown. And today, we have a special guest on our line. I dare not hold you in suspense, but if you've been following me on Facebook, you will know who's coming on today, the Reverend Dr. Jama Smith-Pollard. She is here. Are you here on the line, woman of God? I have you on the line. But this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and I will be glad in you. Well, we're going to wait on her till she comes. But until that time, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to put one of our commercials on and see if we can get her on this line.
This is a Queen Vander Power Nugget.
Did you know that it is by design that we aspire for greatness? Don't allow fear or insecurity to delay the inevitable. 1 John chapter 4, verse 4, lets us know you, dear children, are from God and have overcome them, because greater is He that is within you than he that is in the world.
Are you an actor looking for your next role? Are you looking to audition to be cast in the next Hollywood project? One amazing way to do this is to work with Punch TV Studios, making movies and making magic. Join the actors group at Nabuki.com to find out about upcoming film projects and opportunities. It's a great place to network. Do you, Nabuki? Filmmakers, you're brimming with ideas. But do you need help bringing your ideas to life? That's where Punch TV Studios comes in. We offer independent filmmakers a place to call home, as well as practical help, advice, resources, support, and most importantly, funding. Join the filmmakers group at Nabuki.com and network with industry professionals. Do you, Nabuki? Thank you.
it's me.
Okay, I got you on the line. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Whoa, this is a blessing.
We got it.
Awesome. Well, listen, this is what I do. I do have your bio. So what I'm going to do, just read a little bit of that, just a little bit, because you're here on the line, and I know it's already, the time has passed by. We had a little difficulty getting you on, but I want you to just have your way. Now.
Okay, so what we have about a half hour left in?
Yeah, we got about a half hour, and it's all that's going to be yours.
Okay.
And
okay.
I'm going to read just a little bit of what I have. God is good. I found this woman of God. I found her. The internet, Facebook is just powerful. So what I did, I asked God, and I do all the time, I pray, and most of my guests that I come on are recommended, or I have, or I know them or something, but God has been putting powerful women of God in my path. And when he put it in my spirit, I make the call, I make the connection, and you come forth. So I know this is
for
God.
Yes, it is. Amen.
Now, I did a little research, and I was thinking about you and reading about you, because you have a tremendous bio. And what I may this time do, I'm gonna let you just tell us a little bit about yourself, and then that'll spare me the time of wasting time and give
you
that
platform. Yeah, don't read the bio. Just tell them they can go to my website and they can read the bio.
Yeah.
Let's just get right into the interview. Pat, I'm a pastor of Word of Encouragement Church and the director of, program director of the Cecil Murray Center. And if you want to read her bio, you can go to her website, domlinajuma.tv. Don't waste your time reading the bio.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Well, it says you're an inspirational speaker and an author, successful coach, a radio personality, and activist. And so I just want to know who you are.
Right. Okay.
Where did you come from?
Well, I was born and raised in Los Angeles. I didn't come from anywhere. LA is home.
Okay.
I am the daughter of Beverly and Richard Smith, and the grandchild of Mae Jones and James Brighter Jones. Just really blessed and humbled that God allows me to be where I am in life right now. And people ask that question, where'd you come from? I've been right here. And, I think when you ask the question, where you come from, I think the underlying question is like, we've never heard of you before, or seen you before.
Mm-hmm.
How did you get here? And
exactly.
my story is that when I joined First AME Church in Los Angeles under the tutelage of Dr. Cecil Chip Murray, Everybody knows Chip Murray. he allowed me to enter into ministry at 24, and he was a great mentor and pastor to me. And one of the things that I appreciate is that he never held back from launching his ministers. If doors opened that he felt you could walk through, he encouraged you to get out there. A lot of women in ministry, unfortunately, or women who desire ministry, especially ordained ministry, don't have that opportunity where someone is willing to launch you and push you out and give you opportunities and even encourage you to walk through the door of some opportunity. So that's really where I have to put a lot of gratitude, that I had a pastor who saw the gifting in me and didn't try to stifle it, didn't try to hold it back, didn't try to keep it a secret, but said, go for it. I remember when I got my first pastoral assignment, the presiding elder who called him didn't even know my name, but when he explained or described me to Pastor Chip, Pastor Murray knew exactly what he was talking about, and he called me, and he said, if you want it, I support you. Go for it. And it was that kind of support that I've always received from him. And, you know, I just had great leadership. I had great training. I had great beginnings. And and he held all of us to a standard of excellence in ministry in our training. And so when the preaching came along, when I preached my first sermon, it was evident that the anointing fell in my life in the area of preaching. You know, I'm good at other stuff, but it was evident, like, no, preaching is your thing. And and Pastor Murray really encouraged that. He really gave me space to hone my craft in preaching, even by way of, you know, ensuring that I worked with the sound guy on how to hold a mic and how to walk the stage and how to be present in the stage. And he did that for everybody. So I'm not saying that I was special.
Right.
That's how he that's how he trained us, you know. But
that's good.
My
that's
point
good.
Is because he saw the giftedness, he encouraged that I hone my craft and just never held me back. So how did I get
that's
here?
Good.
I had great beginnings. I had a grandmother and a grandfather that kept me in church as a child. And you know, when I first started preaching, you know, my family came out and they never went to my churches. They never really became members. Actually, I have family now that's members of my church, but they supported. And I remember having a conversation with my grandfather.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah, it is. That's humbling
when your family comes and supports you.
It's humbling when your family members call you pastor. It's humbling.
Yes.
But
yes, it is.
You know, but back to my grandparents, my grandmother and my grandfather both very active in their churches and just believers, and they kept me in church as a child. My grandmother is the reason I have a prayer life to this day. She taught me how to pray. She taught me to know Jesus, right? But my grandfather, you know, when I started, again, early in ministry, he was very supportive, but my grandfather shared with me two things that really shifted my focus to take ministry seriously and really give it all of my energy and give it focus and really do the thing to hone my craft. The first thing he taught me and shared with me was that my great-great-great-grandmother, Alice Little Page, from the Little Page Plantation. So my great-great-great-grandmother was a slave on Little Page Plantation, and she always prayed for there to be a pastor in the family. There wasn't one until I became a pastor. So he says, he said to me, "You're the answer to her prayers." Now that shifted everything. To know that there was a slave girl who prayed and God answered that prayer through me.
Yes, ma'am.
And the second thing my grandfather told me was, "Najuma, you're a great writer and you speak well." He says, "I want you to really exercise that and really, you know, just encouraging me to hone it, to really take that part of the craft of preaching and pastoring seriously and don't, you know, basically get your education, stay teachable, you know, learn as much as you can because naturally you have something, but in addition to the natural gift, you gotta hone that thing. You know, engineers are people who tend to be, I can't say explicitly, but engineers are people who tend to be naturally gifted in the area of analysis and mathematics. But even they have to go to school and fine-tune their natural ability so their giftedness can really be expressed so now they can send rockets into space. Right, because as young people, they have a natural bend or giftedness in an area of analysis and mathematics, whatever. But they have to go to school to get great at it so that they can do things like send spaceships into outer space. Cars run on electricity, right? So that was the second thing that he kind of said to me. And so when you asked the question, where did you come from? It was having great beginnings like that. My grandparents.
Yes.
And a pastor that supported ministry. And then, you know, God has blessed me to have some really good sister friends in ministry who were very encouraging early on. I was very intimidated when I came into ministry, so I was blessed to have some good sister friends who, you know, who weren't jealous, who weren't envious, who weren't trying to diminish. I think there probably were some along the way, but I've been blessed enough to have the right people close to me. Let me say that. That those
yeah,
on the periphery
right.
didn't really matter. And so, you know, and then, you know, when you add all that, plus a little bit of, you know, plus the anointing, right, you know. So I'm humbled because none of it's possible without the Holy Spirit. And the fact that the Holy Spirit would allow me to have or to, you know, function with this gift is humbling, and I'm grateful. I'm grateful. So that's where it starts for me, and the rest just becomes history, right? The rest of it, the steps that you take towards growth really just become part of the journey.
Right.
So, yeah.
Well, you said a key. You know Najanji, how do you pronounce your name?
Najuma. But everybody calls me Rev Juju. Najuma.
Oh, no.
But everybody calls
that.
Me. Everybody calls me Reverend Juju or Pastor Ju or Pastor Juju. So feel free. Don't mess around being tongue twisted. Just you can just call me Reverend Juju.
Oh wow. You know what? I looked up the name, and correct me if I'm right, it's a Swahili name meaning abounding in joy.
Yes. So okay. It's Domali Najuma is beautiful vision abounding in joy. So the name Domali means abounding in joy. Najuma means star, bright star, or a bright or joy vision. And it's Najuma is also an Arabic name. So you know, it's both and. But yes, if you put it together, it's beautiful vision abounding in joy. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. So, you know, so I'm grateful for the journey. I've been in ministry now over 20 years, and you know, even just that reality is kind of it's kind of like, really? 20 years? Wow, it's a long time to be doing this thing. So, longer than I probably ever imagined. I'm grateful now to be the pastor of the church that me and a handful, my husband and a handful of supportive people planted in 2014, Word of Encouragement Church. It's a church plant, and it's going well. But I'm also very grateful for my roots in the AME Church. The AME Church, you know, raised me basically in ministry and taught me everything I know. And so I wouldn't be the pastor I am today without you know, being part of the AME denomination and really learning from a lot of great people. So, you know, that's how you get here. Nobody arrives anywhere on their own. You know, nobody arrives anywhere on their own intellect, their own power, their own money, their own strength. People who are, you know, successful, and I use that word in relation to myself, successful, you know, really humbly, because I still believe there's a lot left for me to do. So, but anybody who arrives at any place of, and just for lack of a better term, success, They are the, you know, whatever place you land, right? You are the sum total of a whole lot of people and a lot of energy that is put in you. So you ask the question, how, you know, where'd you come from? I came from a bunch of people who cared about me enough to sow into my life in one way or another.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I came from a bunch of experiences, some that I was able to learn from and grow from. Some that cause a lot of pain and suffering, but even in that, you learn to grow. I'm the sum total of the exposure that my mother gave me. My mother was fantastic when I was a child to give me exposure to different countries, different people. So, you know, my father, I'm a daddy's girl. And even though I didn't grow up with him in the home, my dad taught me some things about loving mm-hmm. myself, you know what I'm saying? So I'm the sum total of all of that. You know, my cousins who were like sisters to me, who, you know, always were like sideline cheerleaders, go girl, you can do it, you know, attitude.
That's wonderful.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm the sum total of all those things, good, the great, the bad, the ugly, and even the indifferent. And, you know, to anyone that may be listening, what we can't ever do when life begins to put us out front is to get to a place that we think we got out there on our own, you know, or like, because I'm so wonderful, that's why, that's how I got here. No, I'm wonderful, but I ain't that wonderful. I ain't that wonderful on my own.
Yeah.
You know, so so when I look back over the journey so far, because I'm still on my journey, I know this, I'm just barely scratching the surface of what God has in store for me and my family and my community in which I worship, work, and live. I know I'm just scratching the surface, but I also do my best to walk humbly because Najuma didn't get it on her own. That's for sure.
The Reverend Juju.
I mean,
I understood where your roots and stuff are because, and what's making you so dynamic is because you allow yourself to be accountable to these people that were in your life.
Absolutely. Even
and
the
that's
stuff
important.
That didn't feel good. Yeah. And you got to. I mean,
right.
And people who, you know, you just got to. And, you know, some of it wasn't always good days, right? But even that, you get to a place, and I'm learning this. I've been in a series at my church on thankfulness, and I'm learning gratitude. It's not just about liking the things that you like. It's about being grateful for where you are and being grateful for everything that got you where you are. And so nowadays I'm really trying to walk in a space of gratitude, and that gratitude helps me to keep a very clear head. You didn't get here on your own. And so I always got, so when you people ask questions like, well, how did you get here? Who are you? Where'd you come from? It wasn't because I was so great. I mean,
right,
I'm good,
that's great. I know.
A whole lot of people and a whole lot of experiences, and God was kind enough to allow it to be me.
That's wonderful.
He was kind enough.
Tell us something.
Yeah.
But tell us about, you said you founded the Sexual Violence Awareness and Training campaigning.
Right. So
I'm
a survivor. So I'm a survivor of sexual violence. I was molested and had an experience with date rape and even some domestic violence. And when I went back to school to do my doctoral degree, my DMIB, before then I had started a ministry. It was called Restoring Rahab, really working with young ladies, trying to work with young ladies who were coming out of the lifestyle or coming out of trafficking, right, who needed, and what got me on this path, let me just say this, my personal experience and wanting to help other young ladies out, right, that was the passion. But when I was pastoring my second church, a young lady came to me early on. I hadn't even been there 6 months, and she was being trafficked, but she was also facing a court case. And she was in my office, and someone brought her to me and said, well, maybe Pastor Najuma can help you. And what shook me to my core, she said very clearly, because she was facing, she had to go to court. She asked if I would go with her and I'd write letters, and of course. And she said to me, because I don't need to go to jail, Pastor, I need help.
Right.
And I was like, wow, you know, because she had, you know, because of what she had been through, and what she was going through, she had an addiction problem. She had other issues. And so jail wasn't going to serve her help. And so she was the beginning of the Restoring Rahab Project, which, you know, worked with young ladies like herself on a kind of a case-by-case basis to help young ladies to kind of get restored. So that's the ministry that I was working on. And then I went back to school. And when I went back to school to do my DMIN, then the work became more focused on really being a champion for advocacy around the issue of sexual violence, but mm-hmm. also putting together tools for churches. So my dissertation was around preaching and teaching that deals with sexual violence. So that way, because I'm in the church, so what can I do to benefit, help the church that can help the community, right? So I put together the curriculum, the program that helps faith leaders, pastors, clergy, even lay people understand
yes.
the factors around sexual violence. So we
That's
can,
wonderful.
as a community, do better at ministering to these young men and these young women who are mm-hmm. in our churches or who are coming to our churches and they're saying,
yes.
I need help. And
yes,
because this young lady said to me, I don't need jail time. I need help. And so because she had come to church, that's why the
mm-hmm.
curriculum that I created is for the church, because these young ladies, these young men are in our churches and they're looking for help. And so one of the ways that we help from the pulpit is speaking into their issue so that way they can hear God minister to them
mm-hmm.
about their sexual assault, right?
Right.
But also
right, exactly.
how do we practically put things together, which means I got to minister to my lay people so they're open to ministries that minister to men, boys and girls, men and women who have
yes.
been affected by sexual violence.
Right.
You know, in some way. So that's what that is. And in addition to that, outside of that particular training work that I do, just really being an advocate and a voice, on the issue of sexual violence, because not enough of the church is a voice on issues of relating to sexual violence. So it's intent to be one of those voices saying the church cannot
Good.
Be silent on sexual violence. I'm not the only one. There's a lot of people, but that's where
mm-hmm.
I feel led to lend my voice on that issue in a very apparent and intentional way at this point of my life. And not to say I don't speak up or speak to other issues, but that's the one that's, you know, kind of the where God is saying, put your voice here. Yeah, put your voice
right.
on this.
Hold on to that thought. We're going to do a little commercial. I'm going to come back because I want to ask you some more questions in reference to that.
Okay.
All right?
Okay,
Thank
beautiful.
You.
Uh-huh.
I'm Joseph Collins, CEO of Punch TV Studios. Growing up in South Central Los Angeles, my mother was on welfare. She fought day and night to get off welfare and give her children a better life. She would always say to me, son, this is the best that I can do, but you can do better. And I promised that I would do better and that I would be the catalyst for change in our community. Just like I promise you that together we can build a multi-billion-dollar media company that brings wealth back to our community, that resurrects blighted areas and puts people back to work. Be part of the promise. Be part of change. Invest in Punch TV Studios for only $1 per share. Call now, 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. Or visit our website at punchtvstudios.com.
This is a Queen Vander Power Nugget.
Did you know that it is by design that we aspire for greatness? Don't allow fear or insecurity to delay the inevitable. 1 John chapter 4, verse 4 lets us know you, dear children, are from God and have overcome them. Greater is he that is within you than he that is in the world.
Hi, this is the pastors for Punch TV Studio, your host Joy Brown, and we have Reverend Juju on the line with us today.
just talking about her experience and coming up and how God has just orchestrated her step to where she is now. Now, let me ask you something. Where are you located?
I'm in Los Angeles, California. Our church is 1153 Valencia Street, Los Angeles, California, 90015. We're on the corner of 12th Valencia and 12th Street. So we're just west of the LA Convention Center.
Oh, okay. Awesome. Mm-hmm. And now how long have you been at that location?
We've been there. It'll be 4 years in April. Or at least we launched April 20th, 2014. So it'll be 4 years in April. And we are planning our four-year anniversary, so a lot of great things coming up. But anybody who wants more about our church can go to our website, which is woecc.org, woecc.org. And
awesome.
Or you can find us on Facebook at Word of Encouragement Church. Yeah. So, and Instagram, we're on Instagram, WOECC, LA, I think that's what it is on Instagram, but yeah, you can find us all there. And, we're really excited. God has been very kind to our church. We have just great members who are very warm and welcoming. We have an awesome band and praise and worship team that just take us in every Sunday. And, the word is okay, too.
Okay.
The preaching is all right, too. The preaching is good,
Oh,
too.
No. I know. Yeah. Come on. I've already been on the YouTube and tuned in and got, heard you, and I was thinking about it. I said, okay, this is good. But I know.
Yeah, thank you.
No, you're quite welcome. All honor to the glory and honor of God, because he knew.
Absolutely.
What he was doing when he brought you into existence, and he knew what your purpose was, and you are definitely fulfilling that purpose. But I know.
Amen.
2018 is right up on us, Dr. Juju.
Yeah.
So what is God saying?
So for our church, actually, we've been working on this for a couple of months, but it's the year of showing up and really encouraging the church to show up in whatever way God has called you in. And so we have, we have that broken out over a 12-month period. It's really just about showing up. And when we show up, when we step into it, when we say to God, okay, here I am, the Lord called called one of the prophets, and he responded, here I am, Lord, send me. And so we got to do that as believers. In this 21st century, we need believers who will show up to do evangelism, show up to be discipled and do some discipling. I mean, we have to show up for our families. We have to show up for our communities. We have to show up for ourselves. Too many believers are not showing up. They exist. They're coming to church,
right,
but they're not showing up. They're not really putting life into it. They're just kind of living. And
yeah.
So that's where we're going in this 2018, is really encouraging in the membership and anyone who visits to show up. And
that's true.
And so I have a really great team that's been helping me kind of put it all together. And so I'm excited. We're excited for 2018. We're excited for what God's going to do in this next year. And, we invite anyone to come and take the ride with us. It's going to be a good one.
Well, awesome. Now, do you guys have Sunday night service?
We do not. All of our services are Sunday mornings at 8:50 a.m., and then we do a Bible study on Tuesdays at 7 o'clock p.m.
Okay.
Yeah, so Sundays, 8:50 a.m., and then on Tuesdays, because we are in a shared space, Tuesdays at 7 p.m., because we're in a shared space right now. Grateful to be there.
Mm-hmm.
PICO Union Building Project is what it's called. The building that we're in is called PICO Union Building. And it's shared space, so we have the two services on Sundays at 8:50 a.m. and then on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. And then we have, other programs throughout the year that we calendar.
Mm-hmm.
But if anybody wants to visit us, they can come on a Sunday or a Tuesday.
Well, thank you.
So,
listen.
Our time
is running out, but I'm going to have to bring you back. And I'm thinking I want to bring you back probably on December 28th, because that'll be the end of the year for December. And that's, well, actually the 29th. I want to put that out.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
And I know I
what did we say?
I
what did you,
60
you
minutes.
Said December 20. You said December.
What
the was the
29th.
Day?
That's on a Friday. Yeah.
29th.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yes.
I would love to come back. Thank you. Thank you for that. I would love to come back and let's end the year strong with a powerful message for the people.
Right.
I'm all for it.
Awesome.
I'm all for it. So I appreciate you having me on and grateful to be able to share, you know, a portion of my journey and just, you know, looking forward to what God's going to do also for you and your show. And may God continue to bless you as well. Yeah. Yeah.
Thank
absolutely.
You.
Thank you.
Well, it's been a blessing. No, thank you. It's been a blessing, but you know that time just runs out and this thing's clicking and ticking.
I know.
And I'm looking, and I have about 3 more minutes, and I didn't want to cut you off. But listen, audience, this is Reverend Juju, and a powerful woman of God. You have all the information, WOE, please, to get in contact to find out about the church, and go on YouTube, go on Facebook, and let her know that you listened to this radio interview with her. I'm your host, Joy Brown, with the Pastors for Punch TV Studio. Our CEO is Joseph Collins. Our website is Punch, P-U-N-C-H, TVStudios.com. And you can get in touch with me by Joy Brown at PunchTVStudios.com. I'm thankful that we had this opportunity. And like I said before, this woman of God is bringing a shifting in the world. It's a global shifting, and I know the word is in her mouth, so I want you to begin to follow her, begin to hear what God is speaking to her, and I'm saying this under the power of the anointing because I know what I see, and God has a shifting that's coming in 2018. If you're looking for something, you're looking for your life to change, then I want to encourage you to go and visit Dr. Juju and her and the family and hear what God is saying. And she'll be back with us on December 29th of this year to end
Amen.
This off and to go into 2018. I love you
Amen.
All. And like her name is, she's abundant of joy. She's a star. And God has his hand on her life. And to next
Amen.
Time, you guys have a blessed day. And if God be for us, who can be against us?
Amen.
Thank you, Pastor.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you. You have a blessed
day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
God bless you.